Kids Sports.
That's becoming one of the most popular portions of this program. Yes, and once again, it's time for Kids Sports, where we invite the bright young people of Chicago and the Chicago area to come in and do a WGN sports report with us. Andy Mazur, are you ready to meet Casey Tyrrell?
Casey, I am ready to meet you.
The bigger question, Casey, is are you ready to... That's Andy Mazur right up there. See, we're not allowed to be in the same room.
We have to be separated. There's a law.
It's a whole restraining order thing. You'll understand more when you get older. But, yeah, they're different places. But that's Andy, and that's... see the picture of the guy above him right there? That's Dave Schwann. Schwann, okay. Schwanny, say hi to Casey.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
So you're a sixth grader, right?
Yep.
Sixth grader, and it's William B. Orenick School. Is that right, in Joliet?
Yes.
Yeah? Now, they told me Troy Sherwood Middle School. Is that what's the difference between those two?
So it's intermediate, so it's fifth and sixth on one side, and then you cross the parking lot, and it's seventh and eighth is middle school.
Oh, which is the coolest side of the parking lot?
Intermediate
school. Yeah, your part is the coolest part. Yeah, exactly right. Now, I hear that you are kind of a fanatic sports fan, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody can see. We do have cameras here. And you can watch on WGNTV.com. But Casey has the coolest bow tie on this morning.
He sure does.
Right? Can you see
it? He is the dapper young man.
Right. Yeah, we should all dress a little more like Casey around here. We all look like slobs compared to that. Describe your bow tie, because it's really super cool.
It's blue and red, and it's got the Cubs logo on it.
That's right. It does have the Cubs logo all over it, because you are a super big Cubs fan, right?
Yeah.
And I was just hearing the story about how you were down at Wrigley Field.
Yep.
To explain that whole story. This was during one of the playoff games a couple of years ago, right?
In 2015, I was out with my brother by the gate, and a WGN reporter came up to me and asked if I want to be interviewed.
Yeah. And was it fun?
Yes.
You were on TV then, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So coming down to radio, that's like a step down for you, right? And you were telling me that you have a favorite WGN TV sportscaster?
Yeah, Pat Tomasulo.
Yeah, why do you like Pat Tomasulo? We're trying to figure out why we should like him.
He's just funny, and he knows his sports stuff.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, maybe we can make that happen. Maybe we can arrange for you to happen. Maybe, you know, he's got this new show called Man of the People on that's on Saturday nights at 10 o'clock. Maybe you can come down for a taping of that sometime.
That would be great.
Okay. All right. So now also, you publish something called Casey's Tribune Sports.
Yes.
Explain that to me.
Like every week or two, I do a sports newspaper about everything around the world and Chicago and area news.
Yeah. And like, what are like some of the things that were in, you know, some of your favorite things to write? You write the whole thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what would have been some of your favorite things to write about?
Mainly about Chicago sports.
Like which teams? What have you been some of your stories lately?
About the Cubs with Tommy La Stella got into a prank war with the Cubs organization.
Okay, all right. So you like the funny stories then? Yeah. Okay. What do you think about Jake Arrieta leaving the Cubs and that move?
Well, it's not that great for the Cubs, but it's good for his family and him.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. So are you set to actually do the sports here for us this morning?
Yes.
Well, we're glad to have you here with us. Casey Tyrrell is here doing kids' sports this morning. Casey, take it away.
Cinderella is still dancing. Sister Jean and the Ramblers are still alive. Loyola was coming off of a true dogfight when they took down Nevada Wolfpack in the Sweet 16. Loyola came out of the gates firing against Kansas State. K-State only led when it was 5-4 and 3-2. The Ramblers were up big, 36-24 at the break. Ben Richardson led the Ramblers. He had 6 three-pointers and to finish with a career-high 23 points on 7-for-10 shooting. The Ramblers started hot, were all hot all game for a convincing win, 78-62 over Kansas State. Loyola is heading to Texas for its second ever Final Four appearance. Last time was in 1963 when Loyola won it all. Loyola becomes just the fourth number 11 seed to make it to the Final Four. Up next for the Ramblers is Michigan. The Wolverines advance to San Antonio with a 58-54 win over Florida State. The Cubs had a split squad yesterday. In their first game, the Cubs came up short to the Mariners 7-3. That did not stop them in their second game from shutting out the Rockies 3-0. Cubs play this afternoon against the Royals at 2:05. The Sox beat the Dodgers 7-3 yesterday. You can catch them today at 2:05 in their spring training finale game against the Brewers. Jonathan Toews is out with an upper body injury and will be reevaluated next week. This did not stop the Hawks from beating the Islanders 3-1 last night. Goals came from Kane, Saad, Seabrook. Goalie Antoine Forsberg had 31 saves last night. The Hawks will play the Sharks next on Monday. The Bulls had another disappointing loss last night to the Pistons, 117-95. Denzel Valentine led the Bulls in scoring with 18 points. The Bulls play the Rockets next on Tuesday. This is Casey Tyrrell reporting for WGN Radio, 720 AM.
That is a fantastic job, Casey. I got to say, a lot of our kids' sports that we do, we actually write the sportscasts for them. But you did the whole thing by yourself today, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we came to you with our script. He's like, I don't need your script. I don't need your stinking script. I wrote my own script here. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, is that fun? Is this what you want to do when you grow up?
Yes.
Yeah, you want to be a sportscaster here at WGN?
Sure.
Yeah, replace Pat Tomasulo.
Why not?
Yeah, you could take his spot. He'll be really old by the time you're ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did a fantastic job. We've got, we're going to give you a $50 gift certificate from Lou Malnati's so you can have a nice big pizza party and invite all the people that you brought here with you. And introduce everybody. Who'd you bring here with you this morning?
I brought my parents and my two cousins and my Aunt Jean, who nominated me to be here today.
Oh, very nice. Do you want to say hi to anybody special who might be listening this morning?
My teachers and staffs at my school, my family around the country that is listening, the Whiteford Bulldogs, that is my youth baseball team, and my supporters that buy my newspaper every week, and hi to Pat Tomasulo.
Hi to Pat. Boy, you are working that Tomasulo angle. I love that. Now, can people buy your newspaper?
Yeah, 50 cents.
Wow. That's a lot of money. I don't know. Is it, how do they do that? How do they buy your newspaper from you?
When I go to like other places and if I see you around and you want a newspaper, I just...
Oh, you sell them yours. Oh, that's very clever. Okay, very good. Well, Casey, it's really nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in. Thank you, everybody, for coming in. You did a fantastic job. I think we had a good one today, Andy, don't
Absolutely.
You think?
I like the fact that you wrote his own stuff.
Right. If you could just go upstairs and help Andy with his sports guest.
9:30 to 10 and 10:30, it'd be great.
For the rest, that'd be great. Casey Tyrrell this morning from William B. Orenick School in Joliet.